This is Bryce McLeod back with
John Daugherty
and
Laurie Daugherty.
So we've been asking people today how public art is a part of your life and how you relate to it now, and if you could change anything about how art is in your life, what would you do? Like, what would you do differently? Go.
I think more access to it, having the ability to find local artists and having the ability for folks that are in art to display it, present it to the public, and have the public be able to have access to it. You know, as we are a family into and appreciate art, to go out and look for it, you either find a bunch of junk or you find stuff that is beyond your means that, you know, is just completely, you know, unobtainable. But there are a lot of artists out there in the world trying to get their art into the public, and a lot of public trying to get to the art, and just finding the connection points to bring it together is, I think, what is missing.
Gotcha. So in the sense of, like, public art, which typically is out in public spaces, you know, like whether it be sculpture or murals or things like that, do you think that is doing the job that it should, or there needs to be more, or does it need to happen in a different way?
Are you referring to, like, municipal art?
I guess so. When I say public art, I think so. Things that
I honestly don't know that the public understands what they're looking at when they see that.
Right.
I think they just think somebody painted a building.
Right. Talk to me more about that. Because
I just don't know that, you know, in today's society with computer-aided this and computer-aided that, they don't understand the skill that goes into creating that object that beautified that once deteriorated space or whatever.
Right.
So I just don't know that the appreciation is there, because there's no understanding, because they see things on TV, it becomes plastic to them.
Right.
Everything's manufactured. They don't know that there is a, you know, an independent artist up there actually creating something by hand.
How do you think that we could change that relationship so that people like that the art.
I think demonstrations.
Okay.
You know, to make it visible as opposed to something just appearing
right
from out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah. So participating in the process or just even seeing it happen, I guess.
I think seeing it happen. I think bringing people into it like this to kind of break the barrier between I can't do something like that, or, you know, to just put the hands on.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do ceramics. Well, sit down and let me show you this.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can do ceramics.
And so you were kind of I think in one respect you're sort of talking about the gallery system, that there's a lot of artists that want to get their work out to people, and that the two traditional routes are probably to show it in galleries or museums, or kind of...
Well, for instance, our daughter is in college, goes to Miami University. Great photographer. She has, you know, great work.
Right.
Where does she show it to people at?
Right.
It's very challenging. There's maybe 3, maybe 4 places in our area that allow it, but the waiting list is forever long.
Right.
So, and it's really, do you know somebody that can get you in there?
Yeah.
If there was an ease in which, you know, that you could just kind of more on a more casual basis get it into play.
Do you think that's something you'd want to see, like, arts commissions take on, like having some sort of space for people to show that work?
That'd be a great idea.
Or is it something you would prefer to be a private enterprise? I mean, I'm just asking.
You're asking questions beyond the depth of how much I've thought about this.
It's all right.
But I will tell you that in regards to a project that I have been involved with, private gets you further faster.
Right.
Because you get tied up into government budgets and long processes.
Right.
You get people who are passionate about it and want to make things happen. They'll figure out how to put bale and wine and thread together to pull a showing together.
Sure.
you get it caught up in the government policies, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Gotcha, gotcha.
One of the cool things I saw where we live is the Doherty display. The willow branches, they gathered all these willow branches, and this gentleman makes sculptures and stuff out of willow branches and stuff like that. He goes all across the nation. Beautiful stuff. He gets all these volunteers to help build this thing, and it was up for maybe 2 years, but everybody loved it and everybody knew it because the community got involved with it.
He directed the installation, right. But the community of hundreds of volunteers directed this.
So they had a
sculpture.
They had a stake in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, he had 200 promoters.
Right.
Because they also were part of this installation.
Sure, sure.
So it's just an interesting thing to get the community involved, I thought. And it was a beautiful piece in the end, and everybody felt like they took part of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. But
And that did not go through an arts program. That went through a parks department.
Okay. Yeah.
So
it can come from lots of different angles.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anywhere you can get a visual, get an audible, get any recognition for the arts is
right
what
on.
You're gonna have to do.
So now that so what did you guys think of the project when you were walking up? I'm always curious to hear what people's reaction was before they did it and after they did it.
Well, being at the market here, I honestly thought it was somebody
selling
a service, you know,
right.
Doing caricatures or doing something.
Right.
I think we were very delighted to hear that it was something that we could participate in today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all of us having the creative spirit, you know, we just jumped on it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, but anytime when you start something like this, it's a little intimidating. It's like, well, I've never done that type of medium before. How's it going to turn out? What are people going to think? This was a hoot.
So I intentionally I made these stamps to kind of throw people off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it was my goal. Like, and it's not a very good interview because I'm feeding you questions, but I'm hoping that because you had to. Like adjust your style to the medium a little bit. Like, how do you think that changed how you drew your picture versus if I did just handed you a pen or a pencil?
That would have been a lot easier.
right.
Well, it made you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you gave us the practice paper first to see, you know, how it